the hospital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is December the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Some people say there's only two shopping days left till Christmas. Bad Bob and I, of course, agree there's three. It is, like I said, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. And we are chatting, and the chat room's got, gosh, Tatanka and Big Brad. I'm glad that you're okay and you can be typing. And I'm sorry about your illness last night. So please, our best wishes to you. Of course, I'm always joined by Bad Bob.
Before we get into the other
topic. I get to bring it up.
Before, a huge shout-out to the hardworking linemen of PG&E. A driver struck a power pole on Riverland Drive, took out our power, sheared off the pole, started a fire. They had the light, and this is like 2 o'clock in the morning. Everything shuts down. They had the power back on in an hour and a half. They're still working on it this morning. It's darn cold out there. There must be 20 PG&E line people out there working on that pole. And just, you know, say what you like about their rates, but their service, it's real hard to beat. Their uptime, especially in the environmental conditions up here. So a tip of the hat to the PG&E guys working on at that hour in those conditions.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people forget, and are you guys too, is that usually the lines go down at the worst possible time. It's during holidays. It's really bad weather, and they get out there and try to co-join again hundreds of thousands of volts of electricity when it's just not a good day. Linda is entertaining our friends who just got in yesterday and will be leaving this morning. And so, Bad Bob, you've got the weather. Let's hear it.
Sunny today, a high near 58, wind still kicking up between around 7 and 10 miles an hour. Frost this evening, going to get cold again, low around 32 in downtown, and then it'll start out frosty on Friday morning, and then mostly sunny, a high back near 60. We're showing 46 right now. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. They are having the New Year's Eve gala party. 18-piece band, 6-course dinner, casino night. You get, I forget how many, thousands of dollars worth of casino chips to start with. A silent auction that helps a veteran's cause. What else? Oh, because, I may have some of that great wine and the champagne they have. So what about driving? Well, they're going to have a coach that goes up from the Red Line Inn, takes you all the way up there. I say all the way, it's not that far. But, that will drive you up there to Anselmo Vineyards and then bring you back after New Year's Eve. And it's a great deal. It's so give them a call at 474-5546. I don't know how many seats they have left or if they have any, but give them a call. Today, we've got a lady from Chapman University that's going to be on at 8 o'clock. Heads up their military... their military department of the college there, and she's got, we'll talk to her, and she's the number of things that she has after her name, number of letters and things that she does is awesome. But she's going to talk about what's happening to the military, about officers in the military, not just officers, but we're going to be looking at these that after 15 years in the military, they've been told that they can pack their bags and leave. Some of these officers got the notification while they were in the midst of combat that they had to be out in the next 7 or 8 months. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about other things that's happening to our military right now that's just kind of, it's below the radar. But there are many things happening that has had long-term and will have long-term effects on our military. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to have our military. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to have some young people in that we saw during the Rees Across America ceremony who wrote some things that were just absolutely wonderful about our warriors that are out there serving during this time. And, of course, you know, tonight's show on KIXE at 8 o'clock, our Christmas special, North State Now Christmas special, a tribute to the veterans. We're going to be talking about that, and I think you'll really enjoy it. It starts, like I said, 8 o'clock tonight. But first, before all of this, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Stocks are positive after American jobless claims unexpectedly decreased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 35 points at 12,143. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1249. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 2591. Active stocks on the big board, Coca-Cola is down 9 cents, trading at $69.48. ExxonMobil is positive 60 cents, trading at $83.72. Abbott Labs up 2 pennies at $55.46. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo is up 35 cents at $66.39. AT&T is positive 13 cents at $29.44. And Bank of Commerce is down a penny at $3.27 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.95%. Over to commodities, gold is down $1.50 at $16.12.10 an ounce. Silver is positive 5 cents at $29.31. And crude oil is up 93 cents at $99.60 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you. And Wells Fargo Advisors are located out there on Park Marina Drive. And we have them on every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon. Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take a break. We come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about, things going on in the city of Shasta Lake, things happening here, things happening across the world. But mainly, I want to talk about the Navy and Bad Bob, because they had a first in the Navy. That's right, a first. And we're going to talk about that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse from Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking elves, would like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday. If you've been pondering what to get that special someone in your life, how about a heartwarming Toyo kerosene heater? It will do the trick. And forget about that chainsaw sitting in the garage. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com, where you can order fuel, pay online. We have gift certificates for everything in the plant but Ricky and Johnny. We have clear pearl for all the small portable heaters and propane for all the others. Northern Lights Energy, your one-stop shop for everything from chicken eggs to pomegranate jelly. We do it all. Weaverville, Corning, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. Yeah, I'd like to remember when I lost my mind. that's been too long ago. Hey, Bad Bob, we gave the weather, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We did give the weather.
You know, for people that want to see us and our craziness here, it's you just go to livestream.com and just start looking for Free Fire. Is that it? Free Fire Radio? What are you looking for?
Go to livestream.com and then type Free Fire Radio into the search box, and you'll be taken to a little screen. Click on that, 30-second commercial runs, and then it'll pick up the stream.
Okay.
And you can look at old episodes, too. They're lined up underneath.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, for all the people out there, I think there's thousands of you. Here I am waving. Okay, wave back. Oh, that's right. I can't see you. All right, and first for the Navy. Wait a minute. Do we have... In the Navy?
I don't have it right. I haven't thought about that.
We should have pulled that one up. Okay. It's not a big thing, of course. It just made every paper in probably the United States. Wait, okay, look at the camera.
Let me bring up
You're going to bring that up. If you probably have a problem. Are you having problems seeing that?
Yeah
you can't see that.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Okay, get back a little bit. Okay, you can't see it.
Yeah.
But what it is, it's a picture of two... sailors. Now, is that unusual? No. What is unusual, it's two Navy Petty Officers, Marissa Gaeta and Petty Officer Third Class Satrilic Snell, kissing as they come off the ship. One greeted the other, and it's the first, the gay couple gets the Navy's first kiss.
Gay kiss, yes.
Yeah. Well, gay couple gets Navy's first gay kiss then, okay? Now, what exactly is a petty officer? Does it have anything to do with petting? You're in the Navy. Come on, Bad Bob.
I was in the Navy on an aircraft carrier with 4,000 of my closest, well, about 5,000 people, men. There were a couple of women pilots at that era, late 70s, early 80s. Okay.
What's a petty officer? I know. Does anything do with petty? That's what I asked.
Sort of like a sergeant. It's a non-commissioned officer.
So you've got two non-commissioned officers in the Navy swapping kisses right there. And... Oh, they just shared a quick kiss. Now, you want to say it's not a big thing, then why they got photos and why it's all over the papers? Well, you know why. It's the agenda there. So David Bauer, the commanding officer of the USS Oak Hill, said that Gaeta and Snell's kiss would largely be a non-event, and that the crew's reaction upon learning who was selected to have the first kiss was positive. Okay, now wait a minute. When you say it's selected to have the first kiss, that must mean there's a bunch more on the ship that wanted to run down and kiss their same-sex partners. Is that what you're saying? You sailor you? Huh? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
That's what it sounds like, isn't it? They were lined up. There were probably hundreds. Wait, me! Pick me!
I don't want to be labeled as a phobe, okay? I don't. Really. There is a difference. I don't give a rat's rear end what people do in their own privacy, okay? And I think it's time for some tolerance.
You can sail seven
but
seas
I just,
in
I'm,
the Navy.
It makes me nuts to have
you can
this
do
thing
you please
rubbed
in, the Navy.
In my face. Is that an unreasonable thing?
Hey, you didn't mind, you know, when you came off the ship kissing a woman, right? Why should you mind that a shipmate of yours comes off the ship and kisses a woman?
If people want to bestow affection, fine, but making this big deal out of it just it smacks of.
You see the way she's leaning the other one over like that and kissing her?
Yeah, like
wow.
A World War II Times Square picture.
Yeah, you know what can I say here? You know,
do what you want on your own time.
It gives
time.
A
just
new meaning to the word.
It, in my face,
it gives a new meaning to the word shipmate and sailing the seas.
I think this will cause.
I love it. Okay, this one we're joking about. And, you know, and they picked two cute girls out there kissing. What happens when you see the first burly Marine coming down the ships and he's kissing another guy? And then you can kid me about it. It'll happen. Okay, let's go on.
I'm calm now.
I got to take a break. We talked about it for the last 8 minutes. Okay, I got to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about Shasta Lake is not doing away with their pot dispensaries, kind of. But if you read the whole story, you kind of, it's kind of a strange thing. We're going to talk about PFC Manning, the guy that WikiLeaked, you know, hundreds of thousands of documents. Gracious Palmer, Mitt Romney. We're going to talk about what's starting to happen in Baghdad again. And what happens if we don't get that tax cut? And then, of course, we're going to have some great kids coming in here. And then our guest at 8 o'clock, Ms. Rotunda, is going to, we're going to have a lot to discuss with her. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 720 in the morning. It looks like it's, I have no idea what the temperature is. It's, but we'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 25th,
as we bring you the further adventures of Phoebe and Maud.
The two salty gals from Minnesota are back again, this time revving up on Harleys, no less, for a wild New Year's Eve celebration.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda. But Linda is getting friends. We had friends come in last night, and we'll be leaving early this morning. In fact, right after the show, I'm going to pop on down there and say goodbye. But we got a lot of things going. We're not going to talk anymore. We've already hurt Bad Bob's feelings when it comes to the Navy. Shasta Lake. Okay. Shasta Lake okays pot dispensaries in a 4-1 vote. Lucero brought it up and said, hey, you know what? It's federally banned. Everybody else is getting rid of them. We should do that in Shasta Lake. Shasta Lake, because Lucero brought it up, voted 4-1 against it. Now, by the way, the Lucero recall movement has got enough signatures, and it's qualified for the ballot. Now they have to figure out when they're going to do it.
Now, when we think about this, but if you look at the article in the paper about it, and it says, you know, that they're not going to ban it. But if you look at what the paper says at the end, Carol Martin says, there's, you know, there's two dispensaries there, and the 530 collectives, and another one's called it, but one expires in April and the other expires in March. They won't be revoked, but they won't be renewed. So what does that mean? So they're not going to revoke them, but they're not going to renew them, but they're going to try and write new regulations. But I promise you, the first time the feds come in there and say, hey, we're going to seize your property if you continue to sell a federally banned substance, it's leaving. I mean, you don't have to say anything. The owners of the property, as they've done in Reading, will do something about it. Anyway, this, you know, the whole, it's kind of like almost like a shell game, of course. All right. The WikiLeaks guy, PFC, I don't know, Bradley Manning, something like that. His defense rested yesterday. And then we called in two witnesses. One that says he had behavior problems, you think. And the other one says that there was lack of security on those computers there in Baghdad. And because there was lack of security, you know, he just had to release hundreds of thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. I mean, he had to. I have a behavior problem. I don't know right from wrong. I don't remember the oath I took. I don't remember what exactly secret or top secret is. And oh my gosh, there's nobody here to say I can't do it. That's a defense. Bad Bob, is that a defense?
I don't think so. And technically, under the UCMJ, he could be in for, they could end his life for this. Under the UCMJ.
They
that
could.
Is a combat zone.
They could, yeah. And we have people marching saying he's being kept. Well, you know, they've kept him in inhumane treatment. They made him strip naked. Well, they made him, if they did that, did they make him strip naked? Is it because he was a suicide risk? And, you know, that happens sometimes. Was he a behavioral problem? Sometimes that happens. He's in, I think he's in Leavenworth now. But the bottom line on this is, Manning, you need to go spend like the next 30 years of your life contemplating this in a prison. You know, they found his emails to the guy saying, oh, hey, this is what I'm doing. You know, this is great. You know, the whole thing. I mean, you know, why? And then to use as a defense, which I've heard, well, somebody in the Defense Department said it didn't cause any damage. Well, how do you know it didn't cause? You think they're going to say, hey, by the way, these that you released really hurt us. No, they're not going to say that. And the other thing on it is, oh, okay, so it's okay for him to release these secret messages. Well, what about the next guy? Oh, well, he released these secret messages. You let the other guy release secret messages, and we don't think these are bad. I mean, who are you on the outside anyway to make this, you know, to know if, how damaging they are? He still did it. I don't notice that you all stood up and people were marching when, you know, people were handing over secrets to the Soviets or, you know, even the Israelis, which has happened plenty of times, or the Chinese. I don't see a bunch of people out there marching. Oh, treat him more humanely. No. Put him in jail and let him sit there for 30 years thinking about all these bad things he just did.
I don't know about today's military, but in the one I served in, giving aid and comfort to the enemy was not considered to be a good thing.
160 million Americans, my friends, could be caught in this battle between, you know, the House and the Senate on the tax bill, on the payroll tax cut. They don't get it together here in the next few days. 160 million of us may have a larger tax bill beginning next year. The thing is Congress says we want these things, these cuts, we want it to go for a year, not 2 months. And in fact, if you talk to economists, a 2 month cut at this point really is going to be really hard to institute anyway. And if they're, you know, what it's going to do is it's going to come down, it's going to end up being longer than 2 months. The problem is that Harry Reid, in his infinite wisdom, you know, told everybody to go home for Christmas. Yeah. Got a minute left. The other people, you know, we had somebody else. We had Big Brad. I'm glad you're okay. He had something going on. And then we had Sharon, another one of our chat team here that was in a car wreck. Somebody rear-ended her car. And we hope she's okay. And she's back on it. And we hope that, that you all continue to stay healthy here. Christmas is just a few days away and a new year. We need you all.
And we also like you all. We don't want anything to happen to you. All right, got to take a break for the news. We come back. We have those young people that are just outstanding that have a lot to say about our Warriors going away at Christmas.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street on the rise as investors digest the latest round of news on the U.S. economy. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose more than expected this month, and just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 35 points. Initial jobless claims fell to the lowest level since April 2008. 364,000 people filed for first-time benefits in the latest week. It marks the third straight week claims have fallen below the 400,000 mark. The U.S. economy expanded at a slower-than-expected pace over the summer. The final reading for third quarter GDP was revised lower to 1.8%. That was due in part to a sharp drop in healthcare spending. Economists estimate stronger growth in the fourth quarter. And Yahoo is getting a boost on word it may sell a majority of its Asian assets. The tech giant is reportedly considering a deal to cut its 40% stake in Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba Group. Yahoo may also unload its entire stake in Yahoo Japan. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Play all your favorite table games right now at Wind River Casino, where the locals play. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker, Texas shooter, pie-gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. A cut above the rest, with you the player in mind. Offering the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. Play in our weekly $1,500 guaranteed 21 tournament. Thursday at 6 o'clock. Prize pool based on 40 participants. The bigger the crowd, the bigger the payouts. At last, indulge in Party in the Pit on Monday, December 26th. Buck bet $1 minimum bet. Yes, that's right, $1 minimum bet. All games, all tables, all day. In the 21 Pit, Monday, December 26th. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is taking care of friends that are in town here. She'll be back. 7:35 in the morning, December the 22nd. Two or three more shopping days, or four shopping days, three shopping days. If you still shop at midnight on Christmas Eve and get over there at 1 o'clock to some place and buy chintzy gifts for your loved ones, we don't do that though. Bad Bob.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been in the same place since 1985. Judy and Bob do a great job. If you've got anything you need sharpening, saw blades, axes, azes, anything you work in the garden, they have been a member of our community and helping our community for a long time, and they still continue to help the community. Just give a call down there at 530-365-1479. Get your chainsaws fixed. Get everything. Get your garden equipment ready for the spring. In fact, spring may be here already. It's been this warm. And go on down and check out their place at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6. That's R&B Sharpening. And they are proud sponsors here. And we are really proud to have them here and sponsoring Free Fire Radio. Now, something happened the other day when I went up to Linda and I were up there for Reads Across America, as we've talked about. The number of students from West Cottonwood Junior High were up there talking about Christmas and veterans. And it was really made an impression on us, what they said. So we asked them to come here, and it's their it's their first day almost. We've got their principal and a number of them, and Mr. Doug Guerin, the principal. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell everybody what exactly your students did up there.
Well, this was initiated by one of our teachers, my eighth grade history teacher, Mrs. Terry Wright, had approached me and talked to me about the RISA Across America program, and wanted to see if we could get some students up there to do a little research on some veterans, some local veterans, and to get up there and read a letter about them. This is the second year we've done this, and being a veteran myself, I thought it was a fantastic opportunity for the students to, learn about some community members, learn a little bit about the military and what veterans do and how they've, affected us and impacted us. And I just thought it was a great learning experience for them.
Well, thank you first for your service, and we appreciate everybody that serves in the military here. And okay, who wants to be first? You're closest. Come on in. Okay, what's your name?
I'm Caden Kramer.
Okay, Caden, what did you think about this when you were asked to write something about a veteran?
I thought it would be fun because I had two great grandpas in World War II. One was in the Navy, and one of them was in the Army. And I just really respect people who have been fighting for our country to kind of keep us free. So I thought it would be a fun opportunity.
Well, you did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, all of y'all did, in fact. I applaud all of you. I want to talk to everybody here because, did you realize you're going to be speaking in front of that many people?
Not really, but it wasn't that bad.
No, it's not too bad. It's like about 250 people, I think, were up there. Okay, well, thanks. Who's next here? You. Come on over here with that great-looking red scarf. What's your name?
Melina Perez.
Okay, Melina, tell us your story. How did you get involved in this? Was it something that they say, hey, this is a project we'd like people to do, and you all volunteered to do this?
No, Ms. Wright went around and asked us if we would like to be a part of it,
uh-huh.
And I thought it would be fun, so I did.
Now, how did you get your inspiration here?
Well, my dad is a veteran from the Air Force, and I have grandpas that are veterans from the Marines, the Navy, and the Army.
Marines, Navy, and Army. So you guys kind of covered everything then, so with your dad being in the Air Force. So nobody went into the Coast Guard, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, But you've got the rest of them covered pretty well. So what did your family say when you were writing this? Anybody say anything? Did they get any help?
Well, my parents, they helped me, just telling me more about veterans and how it all is hard for them,
uh-huh.
for not being with their family,
yeah.
and being gone over the holidays.
It is tough. Okay, thanks. Who's next here? How about, no, it's you. You know, you moved, so, you know, when you move, you get picked here, you know. Come on in, give us your name.
Nash Fulton.
Okay, Nash. And what was your inspiration for this?
My grandpa, he was in Navy, and my dad was in the Air Force, but I interviewed a family friend, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he was in the military. He was in the Army for 12 years.
Okay, and where did he serve?
It was over in Afghanistan. He had, like, 3 tours, I believe.
Yeah, was that a big impact on you, you think?
No, because I didn't really know him that well until now. I got to know him on interviewing him.
So what did you think when he was talking to you about being in Afghanistan on 3 different times?
Just that it was hard on his family and him, you know, his wife having to be a mother and a father to their children because he was gone.
That's a good part, yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things we talk about to our Marines and troops coming back home is you've been gone a year. You know, mom and dad's been handling the money, it's been doing everything, and don't expect to come back and step in and say, I'm the boss right now. You kind of like ease back in there. Because a lot of times mom doesn't like to give up give up the power too. Or dad, because now we have, of course, moms are going over to combat. What else? So you talked to your parents, and you talked to a family friend that was spent 3 tours in Afghanistan. What is the sacrifice? Do you believe they felt like the sacrifice was worth it?
I do think it was worth it now that, you know, that it's all over, the war has ended, and our troops have left the border. I think that, you know, he felt that he helped everyone with doing his service.
He did. All of them have. All of them are heroes. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to the rest of the great writing and you know, the history that y'all provided. There was one on Civil War. Did I remember that right? That was you. Okay, I'll talk about that when we come back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It is 7:41 in the morning, Thursday, December the 22nd. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Party hop, mistletoe hop, where you can see every couple tries to stop.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530 605 4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and DeBot, 7:45 in the morning, December the 22nd. What's the temperature, Bob? I'll write it up on the wall like we usually do here. So give me a hint.
46. Right?
46. Okay, it's 46 degrees out there. Let's put it up there so I can see it since I'm getting old and I can't see over there that far. We are very much honored to have Wes Cottonwood Junior High with us. And the way I got to know them is to see them, really see them in action at the Reads Across America that was done a couple of weeks ago. And each one of them came up and spoke about veterans that were gone during the Christmas season. And you know, through the Christmas holidays, and kind of what it meant to them, and it was very touching. And it was headed up by the principal, Mr. Doug Guerin. And good morning again, Doug.
Good morning.
Who is a 9-year veteran of the Army.
Yes.
In fact, the unit that was over there fighting in under Black Hawk Down, you had just left them before that, which is, I guess, lucky in some ways and unlucky in others.
That's correct.
That's right. They could have had your face out there. And
could have been.
There you were.
Never know.
Fighting your way through the streets of Mogadishu. Having spent time there, we didn't leave anything there. I hope we never go back there again. But Linda and I saw your students here and just really, really impressed. So let's go to our next student here. And what's your name?
Matthew Bobbin.
Okay, Matthew. One of the things you talked about was it went all the way back to the Civil War. You want to talk about your inspiration here?
Well, I have several siblings who are veterans, and they fought in the war before. So I felt it was a very good opportunity to be able to speak about what it would be like for them to be away from their family during Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So the Civil War, I've researched several very touching stories about Christmas time and all the things that they've been fighting for and sacrificing.
That was great. I tell you what, you did a really good job. All of you did. Mike, I just applaud you all for everything you did and said out there. Everybody just thought, it was just outstanding. Okay, who's next here? Okay. Okay, yeah. You might have to stoop down a little bit there. Okay, I think we can make this work. And what's your name?
Jesse Traits.
Jesse, and what grade are you in?
Eighth
grade.
Yeah.
Being recruited yet?
No.
I'm saying that because Jesse had to, stoop over when he came into the studio here, a little bit taller than the rest of us.
Yeah.
So what was your inspiration, Jess?
I did have some family members in the Navy.
In the Navy?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you think about, when you're writing this, what do you think about when you're writing? Everything you all wrote was very touching. Was there just something, it was more than just an assignment. I mean,
yeah.
You could see it was more than an assignment.
I just like to support veterans that fought for our country.
Okay. Well, you did a great job, and I thank you very much for what you did. Okay, let's have who's next here? Who hasn't been up here? Come on, somebody. Somebody be, okay. Yeah, just kind of point that one down. Just kind of aim that one down. Okay, and what's your name?
Olivia Campos.
Olivia, all right. So tell us about, what was your story about?
I took the perspective of a family member that was away.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't gone for the holidays, but over the holidays, we like to remember him because he's no longer with us. And I just wrote about kind of what he did, and he was in the Navy. And My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather,
yeah.
That's right, I remember, yes.
Yeah.
And there's... with him being in the Navy, did that mean anything to you? Has anybody have your parents or anybody just around you been in the service?
No, he's actually one of my only family members that has been, but it was a great experience for him. I think it just made him a better person in general. He learned a lot, just not by being in the Navy, just like learning skills and different things.
You usually do when you go into service. There, you know, it's not easy, but it's kind of up to you too, is how much you want to learn and how much you want to accomplish in the service. But now I remember what you wrote too, mm-hmm. and how much you felt for your great grandfather. So, are you happy you did it then?
Yeah, I'm really glad that I got this opportunity to participate in the program.
Well, I just, you know, you just as the others, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, where's our? Okay, we got two more. Can get one of you come step up here, and your name?
Taylor Benton.
Taylor Benton. Okay, Taylor, who did you write about?
I wrote about World War II.
Okay, that's right. And what was your inspiration for that?
I have a couple cousins in the Army. I have two in Afghanistan and one that guards bases.
Uh huh. Oh, in Afghanistan. Do you ever see any pictures of Afghanistan? Any photos?
Not yet.
Well, y'all, at some point, and you have I'm sure you have the computers there and the research. You know, and when the new year starts, take a look, because I know everybody's getting out of school tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, that used to be one of my favorite days of the year, Christmas.
Yeah.
That Christmas vacation, and then it gave me an opportunity, for 2 weeks to forget everything I ever knew. And here, I've realized now.
We still see that today.
Well, you know, I realize today, it's with Bad Bob and I, it takes us less than a day to forget everything we ever knew. We just come back and make the same mistakes over and over again. How long did it take you to write your essay there?
I was kind of one of the last people to do it. It kind of took me. I had help from my teacher and my friends with me right now. It probably took me like 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that it was just a masterpiece, as all of you have done. All right, thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We have one more, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. You know, these are the students from West Cottonwood Junior High, and they just did an outstanding job. We did Reads Across America when they did a stories of family members of times and events of our warriors, of our fellow countrymen being gone during Christmas and during the holidays. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's 7:52 in the morning. It's 46 degrees. We'll talk to you right after we get back from here.
Treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Back Home Brew. Espresso Joe is a great place to get your coffee in the morning. They're selling special coffee beans during this time of the year. And Jack Frost and others that Linda has cornered the market on and keeps going down and buying six-ounce packages to give away to friends. Joe and Shelley have a great concern there. They give discounts to veterans, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great place to pick up those Christmas presents here in your last couple of days. Our guests today are from West Cottonwood Junior High School, the principal, Mr. Doug Jaron, and the teachers, and I haven't mentioned their name, Ms. Terry Wright and Ms. Summer Powers were instrumental, I believe, in
those
helping.
Those are the two that kind of ran this kind of
spearheaded
on
this.
Yes, exactly.
And we've been talking to the students that were up there at the Laying of the Wreaths ceremony up at Igo at the National Cemetery. This is a national event where there's a short ceremony, and the wreaths are taken and placed in front of each one of the markers at the cemetery up there, the National Cemetery, to remember our veterans during this time of the year, those who have fallen, those who have served and have gone on to other things but are interred up there at the California Veterans Cemetery. Our next guest is
Danner Boyd.
And Danner, I understand that where you may not have had been reading out there, you're also an instrumental part in getting these things done, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I helped write look up certain things for different people.
You were kind of the research guy, huh?
Not really.
So what did you get out of this?
It was just really cool. I went up there with them and laid wreaths on the graves. I thought it was really cool that they got respected, the respect that they deserve for serving our country.
That's a good thought right there. And so, the ceremony. Did you think the ceremony was a good ceremony? There was a lot of people up there.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, it showed a lot of respect, and I mean, nobody got denied any respect that they needed.
Well, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not trying to proselytize here, but a lot of times in our country's history, or a couple of times in our country's history, our people in the nation sometimes forget that if they're angry about war, that's one thing, and war is not good. But you shouldn't be mad at the warrior.
Yeah,
they deserve your respect. They're doing what they're told. They're putting their lives on the line every day, as your principal did, and to respect those that are serving is really important. And you all did that. And I can't say how proud of you all I am. This is one of the reasons that the North State is such a great place, is because of students like yourselves. So I hope you're really proud of yourselves.
Carl, I'd like to say I'm very proud of these students for what they've done. They did a fantastic job representing our school. I want to thank Mrs. Wright and Ms. Powers for the great job they did in spearheading this the second year. And we've got a lot of compliments from the community, and they've just, you know, it's my pleasure, and I'm very proud to serve as principal down there at West Cottonwood in a great community with a lot of support and the great kids that we have down there.
Well, it is. You know, I'm really glad you were able to come by today.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'd say, you know, and I've got this all archived, so your families can hear this and download it and keep it for you. You know, when you're like 30, they can play it back. Oh, look what you said that day. You know, so, and then we also have you on, I think we've got them all on camera too, is that it? Okay. In fact, we've got a lot of them right now out there, streaming out there. Yeah, I know, should have worn the big makeup and the big hair, right? Anyway, thank you very much. Let me go over the names one more time. Of course, Mr. Doug Jaron, the principal, the teachers, Ms. Terry Wright, Ms. Summer Powers, and our students here, Melina Paris, Olivia Campos, Jesse Trace. Nash Bolden, Matthew Bobbin, Caden, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Kramer. Danner Boyd, and Taylor Benton. You know what? Thank you so much for everything you all did. And I'm just really proud of the fact that I can just say is that you all are in our community. And I just wish you the very happiest Christmas and a great new year. And I'm sure that you're going to be excelling next year, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be having, how much time we got here? Oh, like 20 seconds. Okay, we're going to be having the lady in from Chapman University. She's going to be calling, talking about some of the things that are happening in the military at this point, and this time of the year, and the changes that could have a severe impact on our military. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They've been talking at each other for days.
It's time for us to sit down and have a serious negotiation.
House Speaker Boehner still urging senators to redo the payroll tax cut extension. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Dave Boehner still insisting on a one-year extension of the payroll tax holiday, and he said so to President Obama.
I urged him to call on Senator Reid to work with us to finish this bill.
But Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen says the bill now in play with the two-month extension isn't in the Senate or the White House, but it's in the House of Representatives.
And the Speaker of the House and the Republican majority have the power to bring that bill up.
Both sides remain under heavy pressure to extend the payroll tax holiday before it expires at the end of this year, Dave.
Rich, fewer Americans needed to file for unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 364,000, a nearly four-year low. The economy wasn't as strong, though, over the summer as first reported. The government revising third-quarter GDP from 2 down to 1.8%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 38. The U.S. military apologizing to Pakistan for last month's incident near the Afghanistan border that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
But the Pentagon's investigation finds that bad information, poor communication, and some outdated maps were behind the attack that killed the Pakistani soldiers, and in the process creating a diplomatic crisis between the two nations.
There was no intentional effort to target persons or places known to be part of the Pakistani military, or to deliberately provide inaccurate location information.
Pentagon spokesman George Little there says U.S. forces acted in what they believed to be self-defense when they were fired on from across the border. He says inaccurate maps also played a role, leaving U.S. troops to conclude the area they were firing on was free of Pakistani soldiers. Dave?
Mike, NATO says a service member has died in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan. No word what the nationality is. And days after the last U.S. troops left Iraq, a coordinated wave of bombings in Baghdad, the worst in months, has left at least 60 dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-948-5714 to get your free copy now. 800-948-5714. 800-948-5714.
Military prosecutors have spent more than a week trying to prove they have a case to court-martial accused Army WikiLeaker Bradley Manning.
The preliminary hearing is ending as prosecutors and defense attorneys make their closing arguments in the seventh day of the hearing. The presiding officer will then have until January 16th to recommend whether Manning should stand trial for 22 charges, including aiding the enemy. It's been almost 19 months since Manning was charged in Iraq with leaking classified data to WikiLeaks, the biggest national security leak in U.S. history. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
We're just hours into winter, and another snowstorm is hitting Colorado.
Very, very slick. Very, very slick. Gotta drive slow. It's terrible out here.
He's driving near Denver. Some suburbs could get over a foot of snow. New Mexico is getting hit, too, days after a blizzard stranded dozens of drivers, including family in their SUV that got stuck and then buried for 2 days in a huge snowdrift. When rescued, the mother and father had pneumonia. Their young daughter, though, was okay. A college student rescued in Arizona suffered even longer.
Her own survival skills helped save her life. Arizona State University student Lauren Weinberg was stranded for more than a week after the 23-year-old got stuck on a remote snowy stretch between the high country and the desert in east central Arizona on December 12th.
She told us she only had a couple of candy bars, so she ate them. She said she was getting water by putting snow in a plastic bottle, putting it on top of her car, and letting it melt in the sun.
Jerry Blair of the Coconino County, Arizona Sheriff's Office.
They described her as being very cold, very hungry, and very thirsty, but otherwise pretty lucid and coherent.
Weinberg later saying, "I am so thankful to be alive and warm." Sal Chiangrasso, Fox News Radio.
If you can qualify, it's even cheaper to get a mortgage. 30-year fixed rates at a new record low, 3.91%, and Freddie Mac puts the 15-year mortgage rate at 3.21. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 in the morning, December the 22nd. It's 46 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460 in our chat room here. Good morning, Marine Vet. Good morning, Max, Tatanka, Angel, gosh, Indie Guy, all, everybody, Sharon, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
Is this Linda?
Yes, am I on?
You are.
Oh, gosh, it's such
You're
a great
always on.
Well, yeah. We are totally on tonight. I just want everyone to please remember we've been working really long and hard hours. There's a big group of us to put on the North State Now's Christmas special, which will be airing live for the very first time tonight on KIXE Channel 9. So we've been very involved in the editing, filming, you know, with Bob Belongi and the name, so many people who have been very involved in, again, filming different aspects of the North State in musical numbers, a tribute to our veterans. It really is a beautiful piece of work. We're very proud of it. So we are pairing with, of course, KIXE. Carl and I will be on live tonight. We encourage you to tune in, call in, listen in, come by, whatever. We just, you know, this is our Christmas homage to the North State. And then before that, at 6 p.m., I will be live on the air tonight with interviewing Pam Hill with all of her nonprofit work that she's done and her just her acts of kindness throughout the North State. She's been a fascinating woman, and you might have seen her a few months back on the cover of the Woman magazine. With all, you know, she's just an incredible person. So we're interviewing her as well as Bill and Lisa Collins. We'll be talking about their upcoming events that they're doing at the Riverfront Playhouse next year. So we've got a big full night live radio, and then of course on to KIXE. So if people wonder why I'm not there, it's because we are dividing and conquering, as Carl would say. And we're just, we've been out there big time blanketing as much as we can. So we look forward to seeing you tonight.
And we will. And there's got a, you know what, the, I think.
Is that a mouthful or what?
It was. You just got it all. okay, honey. We'll see you in a while. Make sure our friends are okay. And we'll be up. And I'll be back soon to be able to say goodbye to him.
All right. Okay. All right, you guys have a great show.
All right. Hey, love
you.
Bye. Okay, you know, today we have as our guest Kendra Rotunda, who's from Chapman University. And we're going to be talking about the some things that are going on in the military and all that. But, you know, we're going to be going to the market minute first. And as soon as we hit that and take a quick break, and we'll come back and bring Kendra on. We can't tell you how much we are in. Looking forward to having her as a guest here, because some of the things going on that we're going to talk about, you may just find shocking, if as I have, about how our country all of a sudden is starting to treat combat veterans under this administration, and for a reason that I'm still not clear on, and I hope that she's going to be able to talk about that, plus a number of other things that are going on that's affecting the military. But before we do that, we're going to be going to Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo with the Market Minute, and as she says, as she talks to us about what's going on. So, Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
We're doing great, Susan. What's going on?
Well, we have a positive market today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 12,138. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1249. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 13 points at 2592. Active stocks today, CVS Caremark is up 47 cents, trading at $40.93. Alco is up a penny at $8.86. GE is positive 49 cents, 1801. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Target is down 16 cents at 51.56. Walmart is down a nickel at 59.35. And Best Buy is positive 2 pennies at 22.90. Taking a look to commodities, gold is down $9.90 at 16.04 an ounce. Silver is down 18 cents at 29.06. And crude oil is trading up 82 cents at 99.49 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan Eastman, thank you very much for our Market Minute. They're located out of, on Park Marina Drive, and we have our Market Minute 710, 810, and 906 in the morning and again in the afternoon. Can't say enough about them. Our guest, good morning, Kendra Rotunda.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I hope you can hang on just for a couple minutes. We have a 1 minute break we have to take right now, and we come back. I just love to be able to talk to you.
Sounds fine.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 8:12 in the morning, December the 22nd. Let's just get right to our guest here. Kendra Rotunda, Chapman University. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? Thanks for coming on the show. You know, some things have been happening lately in the with the military and such that my email has been getting burnt up from people sending me things. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about who you are and the organization you're with first.
Sure, Carl. Well, I'm a professor at Chapman University, and I'm also up at Berkeley Bolt Hall Law School, a former JAG officer. And so I run a program that provides free legal assistance for service members. So we see all kinds of cases. We represent vets in their VA claims and appeals. And we also represent combat wounded troops in their cases in terms of trying to get their benefits. Sometimes they come back and they have a difficult time getting their disability benefits even from the military before they even get to the VA. So we do that. And then we do just civil legal claims. So, for example, a soldier who gets orders and is set to deploy and the landlord won't let him out of his lease or ends up having problems with his cell phone company, things like that. So our practice really runs the gamut. We take all kinds of cases from A to Z, and all of our work is free. So our clients, the soldiers and veterans, military families, don't pay anything for our services.
Great. So how do they get a hold of you all?
We are we're online. We have a website. It's amvets@chapman.edu is our email address if they're interested in applying. And if they just go to the Chapman website, we're under the Military Law Institute, and it'll give them all kinds of information about our program. and an application if anyone out there is interested in applying for our services.
Yeah, AmVets is one of the big organizations around here, of course. Throughout the United States, in fact. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You said something about a contract.
I just wanted to say, AmVets, Department of California, is actually our sponsor and funder. So we're called the AmVets Legal Clinic. We're part of Chapman University, but we exist completely because of the generous gift and grant from AmVets, Department of California. So.
Well, you know, that's great. And we have a great AmVets chapters around here, too, chapter 4 of the Mojo. So, mm-hmm. Now, the reason I called you and that it came to my attention was there's something going on in the Air Force, at least in the Air Force that I've been told about, forcing officers with 15 or 16 years in service, forcing them out.
That's right. We represent a number of clients who are part of this group. A few months ago, the Air Force considered 157 officers to remain in service. These are mainly majors. Most of them have between 14 and close to 20 years in service. And the military decided not to continue them and to go ahead and terminate them. So here they are on the eve of retirement with no military benefits. And it's actually contrary to the regulations. Department of Defense has a protection that if you get within 6 years of retirement, they'll go ahead and allow you to stay in and earn your retirement. And this runs afoul of that, so they're not following their own regulation. And it's really pulling the rug out from under a lot of officers, 157, who expected to be able to remain in and who are not and now going to be able to remain in and continue their military careers. So we have one client who went to the Air Force Academy and, counting that time, has 19 and a half years in service. And so is well within that window and is being given the boot along with a whole bunch of others. And so we are getting involved to try and turn that around.
Okay, now this let me try and see if I understand this right, is that this is an Air Force. This is all in the Air Force too, isn't it?
That's right. And that's what's interesting about it is that they all follow the same instruction, the DOD instruction, Department of Defense. The other service branches are not cutting officers in this way. It is just the Air Force. It's by a directive issued by the Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary Donnelly, acting on his own and deciding to meet his budget requirement by terminating folks who are close to retirement without any retirement benefits at all or ongoing health benefits. And so it is a problem that is very specific to the Air Force, and it is because of the Secretary of the Air Force not following their DOD instruction.
Well, you know, that's the thing is having spent, you know, some time there in the military, that when you got to a certain point, and here's the other thing, too, I think that people need to know, these are not guys or men or women, I assume they're men and women, that, because if it was just the men, I think that there'd probably even be more of a lawsuit.
No, it is both.
Yeah. that these are not people that have been in trouble, gotten in trouble with the law or anything like that. They've got good fitness reports or efficiency reports, whatever the Air Force calls them. These are ones that they're trying to save money. So they're taking these men and women, and some of whom were in combat, and they hand them a piece of paper and says, you've got to get out as soon as you get home.
That's right, Carl, and you're absolutely right. There is a provision, certainly, that allows the Air Force to separate people who are within that six-year protective window if they do something wrong. You know, you get a DUI or you get into a dispute with your commander and lose your cool or, you know, any number of those things.
But it has to be kind of a punitive thing, though. I mean, it's not something that just says, oh, today we need to cut 157 of you out after 15 or 16 years of service for combat tours. Oh, and by the way, you got to do it when? 7 months?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's you're right on target in terms of the folks we're helping and a lot of the folks in this 157. You know, these are not people who did anything wrong. In fact, they've served their country honorably. We have one client, just to take an example, and many of them are this way, but one, Major Mosley, who's a combat pilot. He served 250 combat missions. He's deployed to 13 different theaters, including most recently a deployment to Iraq, followed by a deployment to Libya right on its heels. And, you know, he got his termination orders as he was preparing his flight plan and boarding his flight to deploy over to Iraq. And so, you know, these are combat officers who've done their duty, who've served their time, who've served honorably, and who the military is now just not honoring their promise to. These folks come in the military, and they stay in the military, and their spouses forgo opportunities so that they can have a military career because they rely on being able to retire if they get to 20. So they've done everything that they were at, that's ever been asked of them. And the military now, at the 11th hour, after they are so close to retirement, is now saying, you know, we're not gonna make good on our end of the deal. And that would land you in court if you were a civilian company, and it's going to land the military in court because we are right now preparing our filings, and we're going to be hauling the Air Force into court, and we're going to have a judge look at this because the Air Force nor Secretary Donnelly are not above the law.
Well, you know, we've got to take a break here, Kendra. And let me tell you something. This is a broken promise. And before we say military, because, it's the Air Force that's doing this.
That's right.
Not the Army. It's not the Navy. It's not the Marines. It's the Air Force that's doing this. You know, a total lack of leadership in the Air Force. And I can take that up even further. I don't want to make this into a political thing. But, you know, President Obama is the commander-in-chief. And this is not a secret. This is running, you know, this is raging through the veterans organizations, something like this happening.
Right.
You know, 16 years of service. And, you know, you don't enlist or sign up to get a retirement. It just doesn't work like that. And I guarantee you these people are not thinking of that. But, you know, when you get up to that point when you're at that 15th, 16th year, you've turned down opportunities.
That's absolutely right.
A lot of opportunities.
That's right, Carl. You start making career decisions, life decisions, family decisions based on that light at the end of the tunnel. You start saying, you know, I can make a lot more in the civilian sector. We're talking a lot of these are pilots. You know, and there is a window where they can jump and get into the civilian sector, but you get 16, 17 years in service, and you are going for that military retirement. And that's what a lot of them are doing, and they've foregone other opportunities. Their spouses have foregone other opportunities so that they could finish what they started and serve this country honorably, and they should be allowed to finish their military careers.
Okay, look, we got to take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to continue to talk about this and probably a couple others. Kendra Rotunda from Chapman University and heads up there. You head up their military affairs department, don't you?
Yeah, it's a military law institute, and then within it is our military law clinic, the Ambitz Legal Clinic.
Great, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Lindebot. Join us this Thursday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. on KIXE for North State Now's Christmas special.
We'll have a tribute to our North State veterans, musical performances and vignettes from around the North State, and the Reading Trade Club's lighted Christmas parade.
North State Now's Christmas special will focus on the people and the events of the North State during this Christmas season and is the only locally produced holiday special.
Join us Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9 for North State Now's Christmas special and a tribute to our veterans.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:25 in the morning. Linda's on a assignment with some friends of ours who came into town. Our guest, Kendra Rotunda from Chapman University. I'm kind of like cutting out all these other commercials we have here. Hey, I'd like to welcome Cheryl Cobb to our chat room. Cheryl, we miss you. Y'all moved up over there to Utah or Nevada, I think Nevada. And everybody else that's on here this morning, Angel and Indian, everybody, thank you. Tatanka.
Your names I've not seen before.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people here. And I just like to say thank you and thank you for joining us today. This is, we have on here, our representative, or not our representative, but I'm sorry, Kendra. You may not want to be a representative of us, but we're of Chapman University and of the military program there and a military legal committee there, Kendra Rotunda. And we're talking about Air Force officers that are being forced out of the service. And if they were in private industry and this happened, there'd be lawsuits. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, because really we have a contracts issue here where they have an expectation of being able to remain in. That's how it's always worked. That's what the Air Force regulations allow for. And also here the Air Force is not following their own rules and procedures. So that's another issue that's creating some problems, some legal issues for the Air Force.
Well, you know, the best we can hope for? What's the best that can happen? When all this hit, and it did, I mean, I know there's veterans organizations, everybody was screaming about this. Did the Air Force even blink?
You know, not really. They've been very bold in their approach and have not been interested in really trying to settle or discuss any issues at all. We really had no settlement discussions because they've really just said Secretary Donnelly can do whatever he wants to do. They're reading the Air Force regulation in a way that is completely unreasonable and sets aside all kinds of protections for service members so that the Secretary can basically just do what he wants to with the stroke of his pen. And so, you know, they're taking a very I think an outside reading, frankly, of the regulation. They're just reading things in there that aren't there to allow the Secretary this kind of power that nobody intended him to have, including members of Congress for sure, when they passed these regulations. They're very firm on it.
Does Donnelly have any active duty time?
He did. He did a tour in the military. I can't remember which branch, but he did a tour in the military, and since that, he's basically been a Washington bureaucrat.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of explains something. I love this. The bureaucrats that send people out to die, send them out during this time of the year, you know, when they're away from homes and all that, send them out to die, you know, give them this agreement, and then cut it off because, oh, this just saves some money. So we're going to affect 157 lives. Now, back in the 90s, there was, you know, a drawdown. But what they did was they gave people, you know, a retirement commensurate with all the years they had in.
That's exactly
right. For early outs.
That's right, Carl. And that's what they've done. Every time when we have faced a situation, a budgetary issue, the military or the Congress has passed a temporary early retirement program to create a safety net for these service members that the military wants to separate but can't separate under the law because of their regulations, Congress has stepped in and said, okay, we'll go ahead and give them a prorated retirement so that we can meet our, you know, meet our budgetary issues and go ahead and draw down when we need to. And that's another issue. This is just the perfect storm, because what you have happening right now is the Air Force not following its own regulations and Congress not providing that safety net. And so we have these officers, if they had come up at any other time last year, the year before that, they would be continued in service. And now we have them not being continued in service and Congress turning a blind eye and not creating that safety net. And so these are some of the issues that right now are, you know, being debated in Congress, and hopefully they'll get through an early retirement package to help save some of these folks. But the responsibility really goes in two directions. This problem is because of the Secretary of the Air Force and them not following their rules, but also because of Congress not getting through an early retirement package. So our fingers are crossed, and we're hoping that we see that get through.
Hey, Kendra, I know you have to run at 8:30, and we've only got 30 seconds left. How can people get involved? How can they get a hold of you, and then you can give them more information? How do they find it?
Contact your members of Congress. We have some clients here in California. We've contacted both Feinstein and Boxer's office. Aside from just a little letter from one of them saying we've got your mail and we'll respond to it soon, really we haven't had a substantive answer.
Yeah.
So contact their office. Contact your congressional delegation and your senator.
We're running out of time.
Like,
I wish you could stay on, but we're going to have you back on again. We want to get some updates on this.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A proposal to end the standoff over the expiring payroll tax break. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is calling on his House colleagues to pass a two-month extension for now, but not to lose sight of the bigger goal.
He says the House Democrats want a short-term extension. The House Republicans want a year-long extension. He is saying Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, should appoint conferees to hammer out a year-long extension.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. House Speaker John Boehner says President Obama rejected his invitation today to have the White House economic team negotiate with Congress. The president is expected to speak in the next hour. First-time jobless claims fell to a three-and-a-half-year low last week, but the government also reports summertime economic growth was less than first thought. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 33 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Bingo like it's 1993 at Wind River Casino on Friday, December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. 20 games pay $1,199. Paper $35, PhDs $99. All jackpots must go. Win fast cash in a $5,000 flashback draw. It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Play bingo and walk away a winner on December 30th. Over $25,000 must go. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy valued time with family and friends as Wind River Casino offers a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on December 25th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams, and roasted orange ruffy with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious dessert. Adults $18.95, children $7.95. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Bud Dunlap, please call back.
One of us hung up on you right then. 8:35 in the morning, December the 22nd. You know what? This thing going on with the Air Force, let me make it clear, it's an Air Force decision to throw all of these people out. The 157 officers, men and women, who are combat veterans, you know, it's well over 1,000 years of experience. They're just leaving for no reason. It's there to save some money. Why don't you try saving money by not giving so much money away to these other countries? Or how about this? How about flying a jet one less mission? That would pay for everybody. Okay. This portion of the show is brought by...
How about sticking with known hardware instead of some off-the-shelf piece of junk that any kid with a 12-computer...
How about supporting those men and women who put their lives on the line for 16, 17, 18 years? You know? A bureaucrat makes this decision. Not even an elected guy. But you know who he was appointed by? Yeah. Obama. All right. Hey. Okay, getting into more of a Christmas spirit. Get your hair cut down at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Now, these guys care about people. They care about veterans. They give veterans discounts. DC and Tim. Great place. Sit down. Talk with everybody in there. You get a great haircut at a great price. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? That Cypress Square Barbershop, right down off Athens Avenue. You know what? Hey, Chat Pack, you all rock. Let me tell you, I can't even keep up with it. I'm trying to go back and catch things, but things that people are saying. Cheryl Cobb, you know, welcome home. We sure miss you. Everybody misses you here. John, Indie Guy, you know it. Angel, Max, everybody. Okay, let's go on. We got a shout out here. To Diane Hawks. Now, Diane Hawks works here at KCNR. She's the one that when you call in the morning, that cheery voice, that one that sets up scheduling. One
in
that
the
keeps...
second hour, the first hour is anything but a cheery voice.
You're right. In the first hour can be anybody. It's Bad Bob or just anybody that's walking by. We've had homeless people we've pulled in here to answer the phones. But she wants a little special shout out for her nephew, a special warfare combatant craft crewman. He's an SBC, and he's one of their boat operators. He's one of the boat operators. He's a chief in the Navy that takes in the special forces into harm's way from under the water and above the water. So he's in there, too, at the same time. Okay, let's go on back to something. Let's talk about, and the chat room's been hitting it hard, 57 people killed in Baghdad today in an explosion and a blast there. That is just stand by. You know, the idea was when we left Iraq, we were going to leave several thousand troops there. And they were there not to get out in combat missions. No, they were going to be spread throughout the country in, I think, four different bases. And the idea was if something happened, that they would be there to act as that, kind of like that emergency fire department, if things got out of hand. But, of course, the Obama administration completely... somehow managed to blow this whole thing, and instead of being able to keep people in there, which they wanted to do, they end up pulling everybody out, pushing them across the border into Kuwait. Now, Kuwait's not that far away, but it doesn't give you that every day. You know, it doesn't give that thing where there's another form of stability. Yes, they should be able to run their own country. Yes, but stand by for this. You're going to see more of this, more people killed as they start this fight between the Sunnis and the Shias. And it'll eventually work its way out. I would hate to think is that after it was established, an order was established, and because we have a diplomatic snafu, and snafu, everybody knows what that means, that this will go on from there. All right.
Is Iraq going to become a suburb of Iran? You know, it's
Well, that's
it
the other
happen.
Thing, too. That's the other thing, too, is that, you know, once, you know, Iran spends a lot of money in the world. They spend a lot of money in the world keeping things boiling. You look at Lebanon. You look at, you know, you look at the things they do there. You look into, you know, around Israel and Palestine. And these, there's a lot of Iranian money making its way out there to keep the, you know, keep the pot boiling. Plus, they want, of course, is have a nuclear weapon so that they can then even more, and they can threaten even more people there in the Middle East. They say that, you know, they can shut down the Suez Canal. They can shut down the Gulf there and keep all oil out. And every time they kind of sniff, you know, oil goes back, the price of oil goes up another $2. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. If you were, you know, Mitt Romney is starting to play hardball here. Do you really think he would deport Obama's uncle if he became president? He said he would. Let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. 8:40 in the morning, December the 22nd. Christmas week. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber, give him a call at 241-7866. You think you can't afford
beautiful marble and granite in your home, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, and outside, you give Mike a call. He can fit almost every budget. And I tell you what, we've been out to his facility. It does wonderful work. And he will work with you. He wants you to have his granite and marble in your home. He's also has these chopping blocks or cutting boards, and they're for sale down at Enjoy the Store. They're just great. We have one in the house, and it works super, and it's a great present if you're trying to find something like that. Anyway, give Mike a call at 241-7866. Okay, I was called during a break, and I was admonished strongly about, and I will give it as best I can. You only gave one side. It was the lawyer side. Okay, that's true, but I've read this, and it is true that 157 officers are being rifted out. Is there packages waiting to be signed, you know, that will give them an early retirement? According to the person I talked to, they said they're supposedly sitting on the president's desk. Well, where's the president? And why is he back there? No, is he back still in town? How come something hasn't been said from the Air Force about it? You know, in this. And now, okay, and a statement I said is lack of leadership. The lack of leadership I'm talking about is not in the everyday Air Force. It's not that. I'm talking about at the, so I can make it clear, at the head of the Air Force level, if Donnelly is heads up the Air Force, there is a lack of leadership there that would take these people and release them from active duty. Yeah, we can say, oh, maybe you don't have the whole story. Maybe I don't. But what we do know is that these 157 people have been told they're leaving the service, and they had not made selection to lieutenant colonel. I think in most of the cases, they didn't get promoted, but there was nothing punitive there. And as I said before, when this happened before in the early 90s, everybody that was going to be, that was going to leave early, they were given an opportunity. In fact, if anybody wanted to retire early, they were given a retirement packages and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if I want to, go back and look at it, the leadership in the Air Force, I applaud the leadership and the generals and the staff and COs and that. I have no problem with that. I have problems with bureaucrats making decisions that have impacts on those that serve in combat. So, and if that's the case, I do, and I will continue to say that, if there's something more to it, and the parts I've read and I haven't seen it, well, then maybe there is more to it. Okay. So I acknowledge the fact that there is another side to this. However, that when I was talking to the person, he didn't tell me what the other side was, except the fact that there are supposedly early retirement packages waiting to be signed by the president. We'll see. Anyway, okay, what else is going on? That's the other thing, too, is we have people come on and say, hey, look, this has happened. Unless somebody calls and says, and we're doing our research and we see certain things have happened. Unless somebody calls and says, well, you know what, this is what happened. Well, okay. Don't call me a week later and say, well, that's not what happened.
The beauty of live radio, of course, there is radio. A built-in error correction method.
Yeah, well, but here's the other thing. If somebody comes in and tells us that, that's wrong. No, this happened and this has happened before. People have come on here and said strange things. And we've come back and said, well, you know what, this was said the other day, but we have since learned this. We're more than happy to correct mistakes or things that people say on our show that come out and we just don't have a way of checking it right then. Did this happen? Well, they said it did. And on most times, if it's something personal though or something like this, that this person did this, or did you hear about this horror happening, we try not to get into those things. We try not to get into anything that's personal like that. Okay, but here's something that's personal, I guess. But Mitt Romney came out and they asked him a question and says, since Obama's uncle was here in the country illegally and he got arrested, I think, for drunk driving, that he would probably deport him because he's here illegally. I think his aunt was here illegally, too. I'm not sure.
And they got a free pass, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how come? I mean, if you know somebody's here illegally, shouldn't somebody go up to him and say something? I mean, isn't that what the immigration service is supposed to do? I mean, I don't want to see a little old lady thrown out, but she is. But when you listen to some of the things that she has said, how America is here, we're here to provide her things. I read that. I thought, I listened to her say these things. I mean, and I didn't read it. I heard her say these things. I was thinking, wow, no wonder everybody likes to come here. America, it gives you this, it gives you this, it gives you this, and it's all for free. And I'm thinking, But it's not free. None of this is free. None of this is free. We pay for this. We pay for it in our taxes. We pay for it in blood sometimes. It's not free.
Which gubernatorial candidate was it who was just hammered mercilessly for supposedly hiring an illegal alien housekeeper, and yet the man on top's relatives get a free ride? And the press doesn't even blink about it. You know, is anybody besides me noticing the slight disconnect in application of the law here?
No, you don't think so, do you? No, there couldn't be. It couldn't be like that. And, you know, frankly, I'm going to go back to this Air Force thing one more time. First of all, thanks for the person that called in and said, you know, there's another side to this, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But personally, if this is, you know, if it's true, And I've read it in different places, and these things. If it's true that 157 officers are, and I'm saying if it was 157 senior enlisted, we'd say the same thing. If it is true, it's wrong. And if it's wrong and you're reading something saying I can do this and you are the head of the Air Force, then you are the head of the Air Force, then you're the leader in charge, the director of this, then it's wrong. It's not taking care of your people. There are ways of handling this. And I'm still upset about this. And if the person that called me, if you're right, and there are early retirement packages that affects every one of these people, then why haven't they been signed? Why is this thing getting ready to go to court? Is it because because of the court case that they did it, that these packages came in? Or did, when they were told, by the way, you have to leave in 7 months, but we do have an early retirement package for you. Was that in the piece of paper? I don't think so, because I'll tell you why. If it was, we applaud your service, but we're going to be cutting back. Here's your retirement package, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know, that happens. So I'm not sure how all this works. But you know what? We're going to find out more. We'll be talking about this a lot more here in the next week. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. It's 8:51 in the morning, Christmas week. Are you having a good day? Thank you. Hey, chat room, you're hot today, and there's a lot of people out there watching us on our video streaming, on live stream. Good morning.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546
That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning, on December the 22nd. We're out here streaming live, of course, on KCNR 1460. And you can see us, not all natural, but you can see us semi-live here on livestream.com. And as Bad Bob pointed out, we've kept copies of that, so later
most
on...
Most of the shows that we have during this testing period, which we will not be doing next week,
that's
but
right.
Kicking it off in earnest after the first of the year, most of these shows have been archived and will remain on live stream. I think it's a 90-day interval. I have to go in and clean them out once in a while because of storage concerns, but... Right.
We could probably keep them someplace else if we wanted to. What we want to do is we have like guests like the ones, those kids are in here today and a few
We're
others.
Actually going to start taping locally as well so that we can store that stuff.
Well, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, whom I know, a veteran, and he does great work. If your windshield has got a small ding or a crack in it longer than 20 or up to 24 inches, Jeff can fix it. He takes it in, he puts it in a climate-controlled area, and he repairs it, and he guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my Ford windshield, and he's fixed it, and you can't even see it. You can't even see it. Anyway, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Sharon, I know there's probably a lot. Your whole back of your car is probably smashed and everything, and I'm sorry that happened. I hope everything is okay with that. Okay, let me see. Tomorrow... Bad Bob.
Sir.
You got the helm.
Oh, okay. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Bad Bob's got the helm. We're running around and doing things. Well, of course, we'll be back Monday right after Christmas on Christmas, on the 26th.
We may throw open the phones for people to share Christmas memories. I think that would be, since this will be our last show before the big day, I think that would be kind of a cool thing to do.
Well, let's talk about tonight, and we want to talk about next year too, because we've just and we're going to see a lot more about it, but we've just inked a contract that our Christmas special tonight, North State Now's Christmas special, tribute to the veterans. Of course, we've been talking about that with interviews from veterans in our area here from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Global War on Terror. Our Reading Police Chief Rob Play is going to be there. Bob McIntosh, John Collector, and Mrs. Collector, Doris, is going to talk about what it's like to have her family away in combat during Christmas. So she's representing the military wives and the spouses and the families of those who have of the men and women who have deployed during this time frame. It's the only local produced, and I'm not just saying, oh, that's a reason to see it. No, it's a way for us to kind of say thanks, North State, and thank you, veterans, during this time of the year.
As an experienced TV person, at least somewhat, I would not hesitate to call this show a Christmas miracle, given the timeline that we created it on.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of great people working on it. You know, yourself and Brad and Ty and
Ty Boss, arguably one of the best editors in the business.
And we needed it with me for editing, because you could surprise how many words fell out. Okay, and now next year too, just so you know, we're starting a weekly program. It's going to be called North State Now. It's going to be playing on Fridays over on KIXE, and it's going to be addressing those topics, those issues that are important to the North State, not just Reading, but the North State. Anything from a water issue to politics to business, If it's important, if it's something that fits into what's happening in the North State, we're going to have that, and it's going to be playing on KIXE on Friday.
And I would feel safe in saying that we would be seeking content creators, maybe who can create 1 to 2 minute vignettes of items around town that we can use.
Absolutely, and we're going to be looking for our correspondents in different parts of the North State, and we're going to be putting that out. And we're going to be looking for people that want to learn how to be in TV and in editing and cameras, you know, photography, videography, and all that, because we're going to be building, you know, we want to have a number of people. We want to have kind of like a small army out there in the North State finding things that would be of newsworthy, something that's going to have an impact on the rest of our people.
Over the years, I've been asked many times, how do I learn how to do radio? How do I learn how to do TV? I think we're going to be able to offer that opportunity. I think that's going to be great.
We're building the studios, and so we'll be starting that on January 20th. So tonight, hope to see you tonight when we're over there at KIXE. And I'm not sure how everybody gets it on their which different group you have, Dish or Demand or Cable or whatever. But it's KIXE. It starts at 8 o'clock. It goes to 9:30 tonight. North State Now's Christmas special. Tribute to our veterans. Carl and the Bot. Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And